KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Environmental justice groups are holding an anti-nuclear vigil outside Parliament. Today marks 7 years since EarthLife won the battle against the controversial nuclear deal in the Western Cape High Court. It prevented government's proposed 1 trillion rand nuclear agreement to go ahead, ruling that it was unconstitutional and unlawful. Those opposed to the deal argued that South Africa could not afford it. The South African Faith Communities Environment Institute's Executive Director Francesca De Gaspari says this day is also significant as it's the 38th anniversary of the Chernobyl disaster.
It's important that we mark this day, remembering how small NGOs like EarthLife Africa and SAFSI can be successful in the courts to stop government from making poor energy decisions, and that good governance is something that is upheld in our country, and that the rights of South Africans and people living in South Africa are upheld in the courts.
There's demolition work taking place in the Durban CBD. A portion of the China Emporium building is being demolished. Fires have engulfed the building twice in the last 2 years. A court ordered the owners to destroy the structure on Dr. Pixley Kasema Street, but they couldn't because of financial constraints. Itokwini was then given the green light to move forward with the destruction. Acting head of development planning at the city, Sibusiso Ndebele, has described the multi-story building as a public safety hazard and eyesore.
That implosion, you use a lot of the dynamites, yeah, and the combination of all of that. You don't want to destabilize the structural integrity of the building that is next door. So what I'm told is that they will do mostly the mechanical part, where they will use the excavator. So it will be more mechanical, with very little implosion.
Ndebele says the demolition and removal of debris is a process that will take around 2 months.
They've got a tight deadline to finish everything by June. That building that you're going to be seeing there will be gone, flattened, rubble taken out and ready for repurposing. Also, remember, it's approximately 15 million would need to recover from the China Mall. It's a municipal man.
And the world's first cancer jab is being trialled in the UK. It offers hope of a cure, as Simon English reports.
The injection targets melanoma, a form of skin cancer, but there's hope it'll soon be used against other forms of the disease, including lung, bladder and kidney. It works by telling the immune system to hunt down the patient's specific cancer cells and prevent the disease from coming back. The next stage of the trial aims to recruit more than 1,000 people, including 60 to 70 patients from the UK.
And the report is courtesy of Sky News. Durban 25 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. The top story, environmental justice groups are holding an anti-nuclear vigil outside Parliament today. You can find these and other stories at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.